There are 16 museums in the Northern Neck, and they're all quite good, each concentrating on the particular area of the neck in which they're located. I admit to a favorite. It's the Mary Ball Washington Museum and Library here in Lancaster County. It's larger than the others, with collections that include microfilm of Lancaster County courthouse records dating from 1651. They've got census records, county histories, church and cemetery records, all absolutely essential for genealogists. And here on the neck, it seems everyone is root hunting. And they have Virginia family histories, including a large selection on the Balls and the Carters and the Lees, from heroes to villains in their respective families. And of course, that very, very special category we all love, quote, much, much more, unquote. As a museum member, I recently received, as a member perk, a copy of Volume 2 of Echoes of Yesteryear. And it's one of the museum's occasional paper series. One of my favorite articles, the 1907 Jamestown Tercentennial Exposition News Reports, compiled by Stephen Redd, and he's a museum volunteer, and he used the museum's extensive newspaper files. The exposition was such a big deal that President Teddy Roosevelt made numerous visits here. But more amazing, Germany, Japan, Brazil, Austria, and other countries sent their finest warships to Virginia to pay tribute to the occasion. There are charming stories about some of the first families of the Northern Neck, like the Brents and the Lees and the Washingtons. Now, copies of this sweet little collection of stories is available from the library for $15, and you can order it by just calling the Mary Ball Washington Museum at 804-462-7280. Now, perhaps as an inducement for you to come to the Neck, the museum is having a happening. That's what I call it. They call it the 2014 Lancaster Court Day Arts, Crafts, and History Festival, and it will take place Saturday, April 12th, from 10 to 3. And it takes place on the museum grounds. It's free. It's family-friendly in historic Lancaster Courthouse Village. There'll be arts and crafts vendors, food and music, living history reenactments, artisan demonstrations, museum tours, children's activities, community information booths, and yes, more. The date again is Saturday, April 12th, from 10 to 3 on the museum grounds. It's free in historic Lancaster Courthouse Village. Perhaps we'll see each other there. This is Thea Marshall.